Ancient Times, Tarset. 1. Atum asked me a question, his voice a velvety caress behind me. I closed my eyes, basking in the heat from the glowing Ot logs in the faux campfire Atum had created to warm the cavern. Even if I had never seen the man, the god, with my own two eyes, I would have found him irresistible based on his voice alone. So deep and rich with the perfect gentle rumble. Tarset. Atum touched my shoulder, a mere skim of his fingertips, but even that faint contact sent pleasure zinging through me. My eyelids snapped open, and I craned my neck to peer up at him. His shadow appeared enormous in the pearlescent Ot wall behind him. His dark features were sculpted to perfection, and his eyes were pools of midnight swirling with stars, threatening to swallow me whole. In the weeks since we'd left Men Nefer, jumping south to his hidden cavern across the river from Waset, any doubts that we were potential bondmates had long since vanished from my mind. The gravity between us was too strong. If I closed my eyes and walked blindly in any direction, he would be where I ended up. His soul called to me, a siren song I couldn't ignore. Resist, perhaps, for a time, but never ignore. I licked my lips, unintentionally drawing his attention to my mouth. I'm sorry, what? I had absolutely zero clue what he had said. Atum clenched his jaw, his nostrils flaring. He pulled his hand away from me and raised his chin, taking a deep, steadying breath. At least I wasn't alone in this attraction. He felt the lure just as strongly as I did. The only problem was that he wasn't resisting. I was alone in the desire to maintain my soul's independence. Atum wouldn't push the matter until I had decided. He had made that very clear. He was respecting my wishes far better than I would have been doing were I in his shoes, and he was the one resisting me.
Are you cold?
He asked. Oh, I shook my head, tearing my stare away from his to look at the imitation campfire glowing in the sunken pit in the middle of the cavern. Wood was scarce in the Nile Valley, and with Atum's ability to pull Ot into the physical realm and imbue it with properties like heat or a gentle glow, it just made sense not to fuss over an actual fire. Besides, we were in a sealed cavern, and we weren't interested in killing ourselves via smoke inhalation. No, I'm perfect, I said, smiling in his direction, but not quite looking at him, to prevent myself from being ensnared by his gaze once more. Thanks. The sand that had blown into the cavern on the hot summer winds crunched under Atum's sandals as he made his way to the far side of the sunken fire pit.
Tefnut will reach Waset tomorrow, he said,
crouching near the edge of the faux campfire. We had been waiting for his daughter's return after her seafaring trip of delivering my mom and Kaya to the mysterious island of Rustau. I would have asked why we were waiting for her and not simply crossing the river ourselves, except I wasn't remotely eager to return to that place, that palace of nightmares. And despite Atum's notable ability to travel through time, we couldn't simply hop forward to the moment Tefnut would arrive. Apparently, Atum and his children could only shift between eras via Rustau, like the island was their own personal time travel hub. Atum settled on the ground, his elbow resting on his one upraised knee. The position stretched the white linen of his shenti, affording me a tantalizing peekaboo view of the smooth, dark skin running the length of his inner thigh. I narrowed my eyes at him. Was he doing this on purpose? Was he taunting me with his body, showing me what I was missing out on?